wind this thing up, and it's 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 298, and we've got plugins for pulling from Facebook pages, real estate, smart 404s, advertising, and a cool new way to use widgets horizontally on pages. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Great White North, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have the usual great show for you today, but of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, or filling out an iTunes review for us. They really help the show out.
Absolutely. We love our iTunes reviews, good, bad, or indifferent. Oh, doesn't make a difference.
And we read them all.
Yeah, even the bad ones.
Oh, yeah.
And also remember, you can follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, a little bit of self-promotion, although these days it's just self-promotion trying to get everyone to start using the WP Jobs Board, which is got a couple of professionals listed at it right now. If you've got a job you want to try and hire someone for, go check out those guys there. I know a couple of them personally, and they do great work. So go check it out at WPPluginsAtoZ.com/jobs.
Awesome. And also, if you want to check out my membership coach program, you can check it out at membershipcoach.com.
All right. And this week here, well, we got some donors this week, and this is the segment where we like to thank our donors. And for those of you who are donating to the show, we greatly appreciate you. And we like to recognize anyone who donates $50 or more. And if you provide a note, we'll read it out here on the air. And if not, well, we'd appreciate it if you leave a note. Anyone under 50 bucks? Well, thank you very much. So this week here, we have a couple of them. The first one, of course, $50 from Jez at JezWeb Pty Limited. And this donation is on behalf of JezWeb's WordPress website client, eSolvency, who provides cost-effective online debt options at esolvency.com.au.
Nice. We also got $50 from John Parkinson, and he doesn't really have a message or a link, but he says support for one of my favorite podcasts. And John is actually the guy who runs WordPress.tv. So that's one of my favorite destinations. And I just want to say, anybody who wants to learn anything about WordPress or doesn't have a chance to go to Word Camps or anything like that, the unsung heroes of WordPress are the guys at WordPress.tv that edit it and put it all up there and everything else. So check out WordPress.tv, and it's one of the coolest things about the WordPress community as far as being able to archive everything and look back at it. And they have community interviews and obviously WordCamp stuff. So check it out, WordPress.tv.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff there. I've been there quite a few times. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that came in under $50, thank you very much. And for our Patreons out there that are donating through the Patreon system, again, thank you very much. And if you'd like to support us through Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/WPPluginsAtoZ and donate any amount there from 5 to whatever amount is appropriate. And it does it at Patreon. They bill it by the month. So check them out.
Yeah, just for a refresher, anybody who doesn't know what we actually do with the donations. It doesn't end up in John and I's gas tank, or we're not buying liquor drinks with it or anything like that. No. It's actually going to things like transcribing the show, equipment, bandwidth, that kind of thing. So we definitely pour 100% of it back into the podcast.
Absolutely. It does also help justify me taking away the time from my regular work to do the show, because surprisingly, folks, it takes a lot of work to put on a podcast, even one as simple as this. And it takes many hours of prep, website work, everything. So that's where a lot of things goes. No, we're not getting rich by this, by any stretch of the imagination here. And no, the kind of rum I drink, donations won't cover it yet.
Exactly. So thank you to everybody who donates, and thank you to people that will donate in the future. We greatly appreciate your support.
Now, we do have a couple of pieces of news, a couple of news articles this week. One I've got here is from Bob at WP, bobwp.com. It's an interesting article, and I thought I'd bring it up because I recently, after the addition of the new CSS piece in the WordPress customizer where you can add CSS code snippets very quickly and easily, that has been a very useful item for whenever you've got to make a minor tweak to a website and you got to rewrite just one small piece of CSS. Instead of having to go download the CSS file or edit it, you can just dump that CSS directly into the CSS customizer area, and then it's just poof, it's there. It's very sweet, it's very simple, but this article here discusses about how easy it is to use. So go check it out. It's a really great article.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the fact that they put that in the customizer and made it a lot easier rather than having to edit themes.
You know, I was starting to use quite a few themes that had their own customized CSS customizer area, but even those themes now are abandoning that in favor of the one WordPress has put into the core.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very nice thing. So I also have another great article here, which came to me through my LinkedIn stuff, and it's one on controlling responsive images in WordPress and how to deal with them. Because when you're dealing with the modern mobilized theme, going from a desktop down to your smartphone, the images are oftentimes a bit of a problem to get controlling. And this article has a lot of explanations in breaking down the code, how it works. I used it recently to help me sort out an issue I was having with a client's website and getting the images to properly size when going from about the 1200 width to about the 900 width. We were having some issues. So this sort of thing is really great information. Check it out. It could help you if you're having issues with resizing images on mobile stuff.
Hmm. Great.
So other than that, this week here, well, we've got no listener feedback. You got any other news information there, Marcus?
No, not really. I've been just kind of working on my own thing this week. Haven't really paid too much attention to the news, but we will bring it to you once we find it.
Yeah, been kind of a slow week for me, unfortunately, as I prepare to change into a brand new bunker and lots of other things on the plate, as many folks heard from last episode.
All right.
So, and listener feedback area, well, we don't have anything this week, but hey, you can be at this point in the show. All you got to do is go to the website, fill out the answer to the speak pipe. You can take, you know, a minute and a half, leave us a voice message. We get it. We'll play it here. Go to the contact form, send us an email, ask your questions, you know, any number of things along that way there. Leave us some feedback on any of the iTunes, Stitcher. Tongue tied. Any of those things there, we'll get you featured here. So please, folks, participate. Join the show.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, I guess that takes us. We get to jump right into meat and potatoes today. This will be a shorter than usual show.
All right. Let's roll.
All right. Off we go. All right. First off this week, I have one that was sent in to us. Didn't leave a name in it, but at first I'd confused it with another person who'd send in. So I went ahead and checked out the plugin and thought I would bring it forward. It's not one of my favorite sorts of things, but what it is, it's called Ads 1K. And it is a third-party service to display ads from a network on your website. And when I started digging into it, you have to join this service. It's like any other ad promotion place like Google AdSense and others, except this one here, I don't know about the quality of the ads. I couldn't check them out. I wasn't about to create an account to test it. I don't have any websites anymore that depend on advertising. If you do, you might check it out and see if it's quality. Some of these third-party services are a little sketchy in the ads they deliver, but this one might be okay. The one problem I did have with it is it's brings in pop-up ads more than anything else. Pop-ups and pop backwards ads, the ones that are in front or in behind websites. I really don't like those ones. I find them dangerous at best, but you might check it out. It's a plugin that connects to it, makes the job of using their service significantly easier. Other than that, I don't have a lot else to say about it. And so I have to give it, you know, a middle of the road, 3 dragon rating. Don't know if it's good or bad, but you might investigate it. It's called Ads 1K Ads.
Nice. I like a good ad plugin. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's the service. That's the only thing that I ever wonder about.
Yeah. All right. So this next plugin that we're going to talk about here is called Facebook Page, or it's also known as Ad Facebook Feed. So what this allows you to do is, if you have a Facebook page or any kind of public page or a Facebook fan page, you can now create posts and pull that in from your Facebook page and automatically put that on your WordPress site. So it just adds multiple, it can add multiple or single Facebook fan pages into your website using just shortcodes. So nice. It's really cool. I tried it out myself and it works great. I wish I would have had this a couple years ago when a client was beating me over the head with this kind of need, and this plugin didn't exactly exist. So it does foot the bill nicely. It's really cool if you have a Facebook page and you also have a website built in WordPress that accompanies it. This is a great solution for you, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's always useful when you can pull in the content easy.
Yeah, I'm all about bringing things back and forth to social networks. I think that's probably one of the most vital things about running your own site, is the ability to do that, to make sure that nobody has to really leave your site to see all the content that you create.
Yeah, I've always been a good proponent of having as much of the content on your own site as possible, even if you have it in other areas.
Right.
All right. The next plugin I've got here is another plugin that was sent in to us. It's called Essential Real Estate, and it was sent in by Chin Tron. And what it is if you are looking to create a real estate website and you want to simplify things by using a plugin versus one of the real estate themes that are out there, you can pretty much with this plugin use any theme you want, because it brings in via custom post types all of the essentials you need for creating a real estate website. It allows you to set up for real estate agents, homes, areas, maps, a whole lot of things. They've even got a fair number of videos on their site for the plugin to show you a bit about how it works and set it up. I think that's the right one. Oh no, that's the wrong. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the right one. They've got a bunch of videos to show you how it works and how it sets up. It allows you to create your listings, edit, change, delete. It's got a whole lot to it. It's a fairly extensive real estate plugin, which is separate and apart from many of the themes I've seen. So I kind of like that idea. So anyway, it's a great plugin. It's free currently at the WordPress repository. I imagine one day the developer might realize that, hey, some of these things he could enhance on and move them to a premium service. So check it out now while you can. It's called Essential Real Estate, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the page builders that have been out there lately. Really, page builders, all they are is simplified widgets actually being added to specific sections of the page. And I found something that's really cool. It's called Easy Widget Columns. And what it allows you to do is create side-by-side widgets horizontally on your page. So you can kind of have a row where you've got nothing but widgets on it, and it allows you to kind of create some really complex layouts right there from your widget area, your sidebar, anything you want to do. So if there's something that you wanted to do within your site that is shortcode driven or widget driven, and you like to see that on the page and maybe see some things side by side rather than stacked one on top of each other, this is a really great plugin to do it. Check it out if you want further explanation as to how it works and how you can use this. It's called Easy Widget Columns, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool looking plugin. It looks like it can do some nice enhancements for you for your website.
Yes. In fact, I have a page builder that I put this into that the widgets actually, and I tested it, it is responsive as well. So all of those things stack very nicely.
Excellent.
So I used it for some real-time stuff where I was not pulling from the WordPress REST API, but a different API and bringing information in. So it worked really, really well.
Nice. All right. The final one I've got here today is, again, another plugin that was submitted by our listenership out there. And this one was submitted by Anthony. And it's called AdBack Solution to AdBlock. Now, it is a third-party service, but one of the great things is if you're looking for ways to convert visitors to your website that are using ad blockers, they offer the service anywhere from free to $79 a month, depending on the plugin and service pack that you choose. And one of the great things I found while investigating it is while the free service only has default messages in it, if you go for the paid premium versions of it, you start to be able to customize the messages. You can try to target those people that are using ad blockers on your website if you depend on advertising for your website, and you can pop up a message to them, say, hey, you're using an ad blocker, you know, would you prefer to pay for the content, or can we teach you how to whitelist our website or more. There's a whole lot of ways you can customize this up to target and get your visitors that are using ad blockers to come through and actually help support your website. So anyway, it's a really great plugin. It looks like a really great service. We'll be knowing more about it later. I do have an interview scheduled with Anthony later today, and that interview will be discussing this plugin and whatever other services they offer up. So we'll have that interview coming out later this afternoon after this show is done. So anyway, check it out, AdBack, Solution to AdBlock, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Very nice. You can always use something like that. Okay. Finally, I'm going to end it off with something that we don't like to ever see on our site, and that's a 404 error. That's basically a page not found. Mm-hmm. Well, this plugin is actually sort of intelligent in the way that it does it. It looks for the slug that you're trying to reach. Let's just say, it was like, marcuscouch.com/beer favorites. Then it would actually try and match that slug or look for a similar name and instead give it that page. So if I had something else, you know, the Beer Run or something like that named within my slugs in anywhere within a page or a post, the 404 solution plugin will actually redirect it to that page rather than just putting an error page up. So it's kind of a neat way to do your 404s and sort of give people that same subject area. I tested it out. It works well. I don't have too many kind of common things, but I definitely typed in some stuff that didn't exist, and it found something rather similar. So it's pretty cool. Check it out. It's called 404 Solution, and naturally, I had to rate this a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I've used a solution like that in the past, and they do help out quite nicely to keep people from just bouncing from your website off of 404.
Right, and understand, too, that Google kind of penalizes you when you have 404, so this is maybe a better way to increase some things within your search console just solely based on one plugin.
Oh, absolutely. All right, well, this week here, I covered up the following plugins: Ads 1K Ads, which I gave a 3 to, Essential Real Estate, which I gave a 4 to, and AdBack Solution to AdBlock, which I gave a 4 to.
And I covered the Facebook page plugin, gets a 5 out of 5. Easy Widget Columns, let's do side-by-side widgets on the page, 4 out of 5. And we just discussed 404 Solution, which I gave a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. And this little spot here, a little bit of promotions. It'll be changing up in the coming weeks, but we're still going to give it one more week to codenwp.com, a website that has a lot of great useful articles and tips that you might want to check out. And I like their blog. I still get the occasional good article from them guys right now that I've caught up with all their stuff. So anyway, give them a check out, codenwp.com.
Yeah. And hey, I'm going to give one that I don't really talk about too much, but I'm on a different podcast besides this one, and it's called WordPress Weekly. And I do it with Jeff Chandler, who runs WPTavern.com. And he and I have a lot of fun, and it's a lot different than what you get on this show. John and I really focus in on the nitty-gritty here, and Jeff and I just kind of riff on the community and some of the things that are going on. So check it out over at WPTavern.com. It's WordPress Weekly.
Yeah, it's a great show. I try to keep up with it, but I often get behind on it.
Yeah, we, you know, I really enjoy it because a lot of times we get to interview people that I don't necessarily know of, or maybe I know of them, but I don't know their backstory, and it's a pretty cool way to do that, and also dive into WordPress community stuff that I typically wouldn't pay attention to. Jeff Chandler does a great job of kind of putting his ear to the ground and listening for all those rumors and scoops.
The great thing about being paid to just monitor and do the WordPress news world. So,
yeah, that's him, not me.
That's him. Yeah, that's what his dream job was. I remember back when his early podcast days, because his podcast helped inspire this podcast, his original one. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to him in his early days as he went all across North America from one WordCamp to another interviewing people. And as he gained popularity, he actually started scaring them. It was actually kind of fun. Well, they were scared to be interviewed by him because he was now becoming the name of WordPress media.
Yeah.
So it was like, Chandler's going to interview us. Oh, no. What's going to happen?
Yeah, you know what's funny is sometimes when we get done with an interview show, they'll be like the subject who maybe runs a huge company or a theme company and is a millionaire and all this goes, was that good? Was that good, guys? And the way that we answer that is, it's not for me and Jeff. You're not doing an interview for me. You're not doing an interview for Jeff. It's for the WordPress community. Yeah. So that's up to them to decide, you know,
they'll decide quick enough too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps us up this week. And of course, the usual reminders, don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And we'd greatly appreciate you taking a little bit of time and stopping into the iTunes store to leave us a review. They really help the show and they really help with our distribution through iTunes. And if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or stop in on their website and leave us an update or review. We will find them.
Absolutely. We do appreciate that a lot. And how can they contact us, John?
They can get me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, where I just put a new post up called Being Dave Jackson, kind of like being John Malkovich. Interesting post. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Marcus Couch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!